We're beginning now Hakdamah Yitzayim, which is entitled Chamisha Chelke Nefesh. The five elements, the five parts of the Nefesh. And he writes, the Neshama HaKlalis Shel Adam, the general Neshama of a person, is Mishchalekes L'Chamisha Chelakim. The five different parts, and they're as follows. Elohim. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. These are the five parts. In many Nesvarim we see these five different ideas mentioned. He's going to explain what the five, where they come from, what they represent. Take a look first at the footnote Aleph here, Shel Adam. Kasev Maran HaRizal, the Rizal writes in Shar Kavanos, the Apo Pishalo Kol Adam Zocha L'Chelek HaNikra Neshama. Not everyone Zocha to Neshama. The different levels, Nefesh Ruach, everyone gets, we'll see, but Neshama, some are Zocha, some are not Zocha. Im Kol Zeh, despite all that, Yesh L'Chol Echad Mi'Yisrael, everyone has a Chelek B'Nishmas Adam HaRishon. Everyone has a little piece of the neshama of Adam. Adam, of course, was the only man first, and therefore everyone comes from Adam. Adam, even though the individual, this particular individual, dying, he wasn't zocha to it just yet. Every morning a person can say, the neshama that Hashem gave me is pure. Ata barasi, gave it to me. So first Torah, he's referring to the Olam Hatzilus. Ata Barasa is referring to Olam Abriya. Ata Yitzarta is the world of Yitzira. Ata Nefzacha is Nefchasa is referring to Asiya. So we all these different elements, as we'll see, these are the sources of the different worlds, the different neshamos that provide for us. But we all have a certain Indian of neshama that is a zocha, that is ours, that we may not be zocha to just yet, but it is designated for us. So let's go through what these five halakama. Aleph. Chelek haNefesh sheb Adam ba mi'or Olam haAsiya, which is called Malchus. Just like there the Hesesferos, and each world has its own Hesesferos, more globally, the world also fits into the world, fit also into a larger Hesesferos. So the world of Asiya is the lowest of the four worlds, that's really connected to the world of Malchus, the lowest part. That's where the Nefesh comes from, which is the lowest part of the Neshama. Kimo sheakasiv tilim, like it says in the Pasuk of Tilim, al titneni b'nefesh Sarai, Perish Rashi, Bitavas Soni, in the taivas, the desires, the urges one has. Hataiva, ba meiratzon hatachton shi olam asir. Anytime a person wants to do something, ratzon is always compared to keser. Keser is ratzon. But sometimes the ratzon could be to do something bad, and sometimes it's to do something good. So the world of the nefesh is a desire to do something, but taiva is not, and so now it's taiva ba miratzon hatachton. It comes from a lower form of ratzon, which is olam asir. That's where the menu nimshach koach hamaisish v'adam. Where a person acts, a person has urges to eat and to drink and do things that are physical. That's called the ratzon tachton, that's the lower level of taiva, and that's in the world of asir. It's very animalistic. That's the nefesh. Chelek haruach, the next level up above nefesh, is called ruach, the world of the spirit. And that's sheb adam ba meor olam hayetzira, which is tiferet. It comes from a world a little bit higher up that's called yetzira, that's right above asiya. It's also called tiferet in terms of sphere. Kisham, hu olam hamalachim, that's where malachim hang out. Kamosha kalsav osa malachav ruchos, where the malachim create spirits, they create wind, something called ruach. And that's where we find the ability to speak. The speech comes from that world of Ruach, which is Olam HaYetzira. The next element is Chelek HaNeshama Sheb Adam, Bameor Olam HaBriya, which is Bina. One level up is Neshama, that comes from Bia. Kamosha Kasav Nishmas Shakai Tizinam Shehi Bina. So the Neshama comes from a place of Bina, understanding. Umimenu nimshach koach ha-machshava shabadam. We know Chabad, Chachma Bina Das, all in the Machshava. So Bina is in the Machshava. So ability to think. Thinking is a higher level to a certain extent than Dibur. A person could speak without thinking before what he says. Machshava is a processing thing. It's a higher level. That's where the Neshama comes from, the world of Bria, the world of Bina. The next level is the Bechinas Chaya. What's Chaya? Chaya is Ba'adam Ba'a Me'or Olam Hatzilus. Comes from the world of Hatzilus, which is a very high level, which is called Chachma as well. Dechsev ha-chachma techaya ba'aleha. The Chachma gives life, Lashon of Chaya. Chaya comes from Chachma. Gam nikras nishama l'nishama. Chaya is also called the nishama of the nishama. It's a deeper form of the nishama. This is the fourth element. U'mimenu nimshach tosvot ha'ara mechudashas. This is where an additional idea, innovation comes from. Hamtzas rayon chadash, where a person finds a new idea b'moach ha'adam. So machshava is a person could think. You could think in a very systematic way, scientific way. Once a person gets into an artistic way, an innovative way, that's the world of chayit. It's a different level. It's out of norm. Because right when we live in this world, we're trained to think a certain way. But once you start thinking out of the box, that comes from a world of chayit. And then the fifth element is bechinas yechida. Yechida is ba mi'or sfiras keser. And that's outside of all the worlds. It's above all the worlds. It's above atzilus. And he halavush shebesocha mislabesh hanitzitz. This is a lavush, a type of covering. It's enclosed. It covers up a spark, haba me'ein sof baruch hu, that comes directly from the ein sof, whatever that means, the infinite being. There's a little nitzitz, a little spark of yechida. She'ein boshim hasaga. There is no comprehension of what this yechida is, but there we do know it exists. But it's something that we can't understand, and it's something we certainly can't then explain. Okay. There's this next footnote. We take a look at Os Chesir. Os Chesir writes, yeah, Shim HaSaga, HaKesser Nikre Shechida, V'hinei Madregos Chaya Yechida, these are the two higher levels of the Nefesh, Heim So Neshama Yisera, that's what the Neshama Yisera we speak of, and the Olam Haba, Ayn l'rasa elokim zlasecha. We can't see where it exists in Olam Haba. V'heim mivchinas os yud shel Hashem havaya baruch hu. So the Neshama Yisera, which is chay and yechida, because chay is the kot shel yud, yechida is the kot shel yud, and chay is the yud itself. Yud is chachma, which we now learn is chaya, and yechida is the keter, which is the kot shel yud. So the yud, that yud is something that's beyond our understanding. Umitura Takushit answers the question, Lama al rov e muskarak nefesh ruach neshama. Most cases, we only mention nefesh and ruach neshama. Rarely do we see chay yechida. Halo yesh od chay yechida. Rarely do we see that mentioned. El chay yechida sod neshama yisayr ba'olam haba. It's referring to the extra neshama we're going to be zocha to in olam haba. The nefesh ruach is sod olam haza, and that's the speaking of this world. Nefesh ruach and neshama is olam haza. So that's a big difference. So let's explain a little bit further. Keep going with the footnote now. Umos of Lomar, the Al Tiksha, don't ask the question, Mima, Shetimsa v'mekubal ma'achronim, that v'mekubal speak of, besod chamisha, elu chamisha zmanim mechulakim. They divide the five parts of the Neshama with five zmanim, which are, we know in the Svarim Kedoshim speak of often, zman, malkum, and nefesh. And so five referring to the nefesh, but that also corresponds to five zmanim, and also refers to five mekomos. So he's going to address five parallel times that line up with the five parts of the nefesh. So what's nefesh? Nefesh is the lowest part. That's chol hamoed. In be'ez musaf rosh chodesh, when we daven rosh chodesh, we get a ruah. That's the meaning of nefesh. When there's something extra. In a weekday, we lay in three aliyahs, and chol hamoed rosh chodesh, we lay in four aliyahs. So four. That's really when the nefesh is. I'm not sure what's during the rest of the stam chol, but chol hamoed rosh chodesh is the nefesh. Ruach is b'yom tov. We lay in five aliyahs in yom tov. We go up a level. We go up a rung. So ruach is corresponding to yom tov. The neshama is yom kippur. We lay in six aliyahs. Everything goes up. Six aliyahs is yom kippur. That's the neshama. And chaya is Shabbos. We lay in six aliyahs, seven aliyahs rather than Shabbos. That's chaya. And then yechida is olam haba. And they say there's a simon for this, but nasnu simon lezeh chamisha tevos. It says the five words, ola hu isha reach nichoach. What does that mean? Madreach, medregas reach hu Shabbos. The level of smell is Shabbos. Al kein marichin b'motzei Shabbos, we smell, because in the neshama, this chaya, I guess, harei sheyechon litzchos lebechines chaya gam ba'olam hazeh v'atiritu. That even on Shabbos, you're able to be zocha to the union of smell. And that's why we smell much of Shabbos, because Shabbos lines up with the Indian of Chaya. And so this is a deep world a little bit. But he ends up explaining that's why Shabbos is 1/60th of Olam Haba, because Shabbos and Olam Haba are very connected. Because Chaya and Yechid are very connected. So you see that this world does exist. Five nefash, five chelkin nefashos, corresponds to the five different zmanim throughout the year. Okay. Back inside the middle text now, he says, Havachina Elyona, the highest level of the nefesh, is Nikres Yechida or Gedola Ma'od. That the Chida is such a high level, Ulavusha Dakmod, and the covering of it is also very, very small. Acha or Valavush Nirankecha. The light and the Lavush clothing look like they're the same. It's transparent, whatever that means. It's just a very powerful light. So he says, Vinev, L'chol Adam Yesh Kalim Ulavushim L'chol Eila Hamishim Hachalakim. Every person has different kalim, utensils, different clothing that correspond to the five different parts. The tachlis avodas adam, our objective here is lahamshich or chamisha chelkin shmaso, the toch alavush v'aklishala. Our objective is to bring all five aspects of nefesh into our body, into the lavush, into the guf. Yesh she'adam, shezoche lahamshich alav es kol medrelos. There are those where Zohar to bring all five parts of the nefesh into the body. There are some rare people who do that. If you actually take a look in the bottom right here, Os Yud Aleph here, called Madregos, Megala Mukos, he says, Mevuar, B'lechol Hadal Madregos, all four lower Madregos, which is the nefesh, the ruach, neshama, and the chaya, not the yechida. Yuchal Adam Lizos. Really, a person can be Zohar to all four levels. Chutz mebechinas yechida helyon. And really, yechida, one is not Zohar to. No one in this world was zochah to yechida except for Rak Adam HaRishon. Only Adam was zochah to yechida. That's why it says Hey Naha Adam Hayak Keecha Mimenu. It's like one of us, which is the union of yechida. And Gam came Moshe Beinu zochah lezeh. Kad Kam Betur Desinai. When he stood at Har Sinai, he was zochah to it, but that lasted for only so long. V'acharkach B'shas HaEgel Nita Mimenu was taken away. So Adam was zocha to the Shechida, and Moshe only very temporarily. And then it goes on to say, the Zerah Kodesh says that the Chin Yechida, only Mashiach will be zocha to in the future. So Yechida is not something we could speak of. It's a different Indian. So the Yechida is out of the picture right now. So then he says, back inside the main text, he says that Yesh zocha rak l'shalosh madregos nefesh ruach v'neshama. There are those who are not zocha to the Chaya, but there's zocha to the three lower ones, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And then, not only that, yesh is zocha rak l'shnei b'chidus nefesh ruach. And also yesh shein zocha rak le'echad v'akol tali, how you know which elements you're going to get. It all depends on be'echus, the quality of this amtsus la'avoda la'avos Hashem, the way in which the vigor, the energy in which you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how you're zocha to the different levels of the nefesh. Now, often havoda, the way in which a person is able to lalos mi madrega le hatachton le madrega shalamal mi mena, the way a person climbs the ladder, ki kishenol ha'adam, when a person is initially when we're born, ein bo ela nefesh ha'bahamas. All we have is the animalistic nefesh. You know, when we're infants, all we do is drink and then eat. We're just taking. There's nothing spiritual about an infant. And uchshe minatzeach yitzro, when a child or adult boy gets to an age where he's able to fight the Yetzer Hara, he destroys the evil. Even if it comes from a place that he doesn't want to get destroyed, doesn't want to get burnt in Gehenna, even if it's not the most L'Shem Shemayim, Ola L'Madregas Ruach. He's able to now move up the ladder, climb the ladder to the world of Ruach. That's when he starts speaking, because we said before, Ruach is a place of speech. So when a boy starts learning, he gets bar mitzvah, he learns, he davens, so this is Torah, this is Tila, he's gone to the level of Ruach. So Misha Kfar Zachal Madregas Ruach, those who now have graduated to the world of Ruach, Umishtokek Yosef Yosef is Davik Bashem is Baruch, and he wants to cling to Hashem even greater. He has this great desire. That really his chukka is from a place that's true. Azochal madregas neshama. Now has elevated to the world of neshama. V'yitzkel l'chavin machshavos kedoshos v'toros b'avodas. He's able to have now proper thoughts. His machshava is proper. A person could have speech, he could daven, he could learn, but his machshava could still, he could still have hirurim ra'am. He could have bad thoughts about whatever it might be. But you graduate to another level of neshama, even your machshava is entirely pure. Umi shekfar zachal madregas neshama, those who get to a pure mind, umidaktik al asma b'yoser kadosha precious. A person gets to a level where we know when you wear tefillin, the guy wears tefillin, he has to have machsheva tova. He can't think of any bad hirurim. But that's during the 45 minutes of davin. But a person gets to a level where all day long his machsheva is pure, he's medakti b'yoser, kedosho, precious, afilu, mitzadi, tesh, shari, heta, even from that which is allowed, right? Even from that which is permitted, lebaya gil, lekate, itzich, hashasham. He wants to stay away from eating, let's say. I'm not suggesting this. I think the next Hagdama's Yudchas is about eating. But he wants to say, I know food, I understand the importance of food, but if I start eating food, I might start getting involved in eating that which is asr. He's even removing himself from that which is mutter. So then that's another level. He's now graduated to the world of chayim. He's now amongst the great tzaddikim who are called chayim. Even when the tzaddikim are mesim, they're still called chayim. That's a different level. That's chayim. Then the sitra achra has no place to rest. You've destroyed the yetzer hara, you've destroyed it, you're now in the world of chayim, you're living a complete life. Then he goes on further. The kasher, when a person gets to the level of libi chal bekirbi, that my heart is empty inside, which means there's no longer yetzer hara inside your lev, lahafoch gam kochos hara shebol latov. You turn your evil into good. Not only did you destroy it, but as the Svarim speak of, you've used your ra, you've channeled it to a place of good. Azocha lebechinas yichida. Then you're able to get to the world of yichida. That's the highest level, and that's what we saw. It's impossible for any of us to get to. That's the world of Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu a little bit even, and eventually Mashiach. But that's how one graduates to each level in a very, very simple level. Ach, lav kol adam zocha lagi lebechinas chaya. Not everyone's zocha to chaya, and certainly not kol shekein lebechinas chida. And tzarech adam, an individual, must lishtadel lagbir asma. Person must try really hard to elevate himself. Tamid yosef yosef lamala yona madrigaso shenim tzaba. Person needs to strive to move up a rung in the ladder. But kol shekein shelo yipol lipol achor chali, and certainly not to fall backwards and to fall down. To climb up. And now this is very simple the way it's presented, but within each level of Nefesh and Ruach and Neshama, there are also levels. It's not just like, okay, you're in like one world. Like, you know, elementary school has 8 grades. So elementary school is, that's what they call it, it's Nefesh. And then high school, there are 4 grades. So it's not just 1 year and you graduate. It's a lifetime building up. So there are different levels and grades you graduate, but this is a very simplistic way of appreciating each of the 5 elements of the Nefesh. Vida. We have to know. There is a big distinction within the 5 elements. There's a big distinction that one has to understand. When a person is zocha to a nefesh and a ruach, it's with him all the time. As opposed to the neshama, it's not always in the person. Kiim le'itim yudum, and only certain times does a person get his neshama. But the neshama is kind of out of the body, and then it comes in, it comes out, it comes in, it comes out. If you want to learn further, the Leshem speaks at great length of how the positioning of each of the elements are, the nefesh, ruach, and so on. It's in the body, out of the body. Another sefer, again, these are deeper svarim, Mashar Gilgulma, that Rizal talks about this a lot. And not so much about where they're located. Leshem talks about where they're located, but the Shar Gigulim talks about how a person could be zocha to different elements of the neshama and through Gilgulim. You know, for example, sometimes you find different Gilgulim of, you know, Hevel is like, some people have the Gilgul of Hevel, and some people are the Gilgul of Kain. But sometimes a person might only get the Ruach of a Gilgul, or the neshama of a Gilgul, or Nefesh of a Gilgul. So the different elements and work in different ways. So, for example, something I wrote about last week in my partial write-up was about how Kalev was the Gilgul of Eliezer. And that's why Eliezer was connected to Avram, and then Kalev davened Hebron to Damai Avram. There's a lot of connections between them. Mm-hmm. So, but it says that Kalev Ruach Acheres Hayabo, he had a different Ruach. So the idea would be, I think, is that he wasn't Zolcha to every aspect of Eliezer, but just the Ruach of Eliezer, that part. Because there are 5 elements to speak of. So once you're more sensitive, Gilgulim is a big topic, without getting thinking of crazy things. But even with the Gilgulim, there are different parts of the Gilgul that can be passed on and perhaps even shared by different parts. So what he says here is that the person's nefesh and ruach, once a person's zocha to them, is always in the body. The neshama comes and goes depending on the time. Kigon, b'shashim ispal, when a person davens b'kavana atzuma, with very strong kavana, u'bislabas gdola, and great love and desire to come close to Hashem, v'chein b'shashim osik b'tar b'dzchilu rechim, when a person learns, not just time to learn as a subject, but he learns because he loves Hashem, because he fears Hashem, these are high levels of learning and davening, so then he zocha to the neshama. Hamashen kein b'shahar yom, the rest of the day, shlo nisharak shirai me'asharis neshama. When the rest of the day, when he's not davening, when he's not osik and davish b'kedusha, so all he has left is sheris and neshama, little sprinklings of the neshama, v'zeh nikrei sheris and nefesh. That's the remains of the nefesh, the remains of the neshama, but that's not what a person's zochet all the time. Now, if you get to a certain level where a person's davening all day long, a person's learning all day long, or even when he's doing that which is gashmis, it's in a voda, he's eating in such a way that's in a voda b'derech tfila, so then a person could have a neshama all day long as well, but that's like a high, high level. And there he finishes, chelek hachaya v'yechida, so what about them? Right, the neshama is sometimes in the body, sometimes out of the body, so what do you say about chaya yechida? Eidam nimtzan beguf v'nishmas adam klal. These are never in the body, they're outside the body. It's rak be'esh shezoch adam hema me'irin alav milamala. When a person zocha to the level of chaya, and to the zoch of yechida, it turns on a light bulb up above. It doesn't affect his body, but there's some connection we have above that turns on a light there, which is called bevachinas or hamakif. That you're surrounded by a certain a certain energy, but that never enters in the body. Chai nechiza are such a high level that they cannot enter into the physical body, but you still could affect it in some way by climbing the ladder like we spoke of. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue next week.